PayPal. Let's see. What? What? I can't hear you. What? Yeah, I took out the garbage. Yes, we're still meeting up with your parents later tomorrow. Yeah. Should've never let that bitch move in. Fucking sailor spork. All right. PayPal. Woo! Donation from Hugh G. Rection. These people seriously 12 or something? I don't always respond to my donors, but when I do, I am drunk. Dear Marcus, blah blah blah, something women, yada yada yada. You please talk about why women shave their armpits? Oh, for fuck's sake. All right. Let's see what he's donated. $3. You cheap mother. Hi everyone, Marcus here. Today's video is brought to you by a donation from Hugh, and he didn't have any specific topics that he wanted me to cover, so I've decided to cover something known as the unrequited bromance. Though we can assume that bromances have been happening since the dawn of time, this is a term that has only really caught on in the last decade or so. It is similar to a romance, but unlike a romance, which sounds like some sort of fish fetish involving fish eggs, in a bromance, you don't end up with the taste of fish in your mouth. Also, it involves two men instead of a man and a woman, but it's totally not gay, in the gay way.
Need a break.
Midtown, the final frontier. These are the videos of the YouTube channel Marcus. Its continuing mission to pull shit out of my ass, to seek out new subscribers and new donations, to boldly go where I fucking feel like it. It usually involves two bromosexuals who engage in romantical evenings filled with fist bumps, high fives, and alcohol-induced confessions of mutual love, which is still totally not gay. However, like with all relationships, sometimes conflict arises in bromances too. Occasionally, a bro down will occur in which each bro will express his feelings about being disrespected. Most bro downs usually take place standing up, where each bro will circle the other, hands extended to each side, as if imitating an airplane. The two will circle each other in this fashion until a resolution is found. It usually goes something as follows.
Let's bro down! What's up, brah?
What, brah?
Sup, brah?
Take a swing, brah.
Right here, brah. What makes you the brothority, brah?
West Side Story, brah.
What, brah?
Sweeney Todd, brah.
What, brah?
What, bro?
Merrily we roll along, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
I was 15 before I escaped.
I am sorry. I did not know.
And what I want now is gentleness and joy. From you, Data, you are fully functional, aren't you?
Yeah. In every way, of course.
Yeah, you fucked that bitch.
Multiple techniques. A broad
yeah.
variety
Fuck.
of
Junkyard, too.
You jewel, that's exactly what I hope.
Fuck Data, too, but that's just between you and me, beer. Occasionally, however, a bro-down takes place and no admission of mutual respect is achieved. In this case, often what happens is that one of the bros wants to keep the bromance going, but the other calls it off. This is when an unrequited bromance starts to take form. The fallout from a bromance can often lead to passive-aggressive jabs when the two bros encounter each other, especially if they hang out in the same circles. One or both bros will talk shit about each other indirectly, but anyone listening knows who the two are talking about. The friends of the two bros usually take sides, which further grows the rift where all the brosuer wanted is to make peace with the brosued and go back to how things used to be. The brosuer will usually think to himself, "Seriously, brah? Like, I totally started this channel because of you, brah. Like, why are you disrespecting me, brah?" These thoughts will torment him and compel him to push harder towards achieving in ways he feels his bro would approve of in an effort to finally win back that respect that he has lost. But sometimes, in his pursuit to achieve these goals, the brosuer will do things that his bro won't approve of. The brosuer is secretly saying to himself, I know you don't like me whoring myself, bro, but I'm doing this for us, bro. Most unrequited bromances tend to stay unrequited and often lead to escalation on the part of the brosuer in an ever-desperate fight to get the bromance back on track. In the earlier stages, the brosuer will make every attempt to portray a clear message that he is available for hanging out a few rounds on the Xbox, or just to throw back a cold one while watching the game. Or have a hangouts call, you know, to find out if he's not macking any new chicks lately. Wait, do people even still use the term macking chicks anymore? After all, they put 4 pizza pockets in a box so you can share with your bro. If these initially subtle approaches do not achieve the results expected, the brosuer will need to escalate. In the second phase, the brosuer will begin to pretend like he does not care if the brosued ever wants to resume the bromance. His thinking is that there needs to be sufficient time for the tension to naturally dissolve so that a fresh bromance can begin with the brosued. A period of peace ensues between the two bros. Trek's fucking great. Fuck Kirk. Oh, yeah. Oh, some music, yeah.
On the odd occasion, however, it sometimes becomes the case that both bros are brosuing each other, but they both think the other is not interested in resuming the bromance. This misalignment can happen when each bro decides to take different strategies in resuming the bromance. Where the first bro would begin in the first phase and drop subtle hints on making himself available, the other bro would begin with what is typically the second phase, by ignoring the other bro. If this happens, neither bro is picking up on the subtle signs of what is actually going on. If such a scenario occurs, it is very important that the friends of each bro who are outside the bromance pick up on the signals of each bro and relay back this information. How does a friend of each bro tell that bro is brosuing the other bro? Well, a surefire sign that one can spot if a bro is brosuing is if that bro is using pet names for his bro. Typical pet names that emerge from a bromance are names like dude, guy, fucking guy, scammer, businessman, and of course, the most telling of all pet names, High Lord of Yugoslavia. If you hear a bro using any of these typical pet names, you can rest assured it is almost certain that bro is brosuing his brosued so that the bromance can resume. The happiest outcome of any unrequited bromance is that both bros get back to fist bumping, eating Cheetos on the couch,
playing Xbox, and lying to each other about how many chicks they haven't fucked recently. Help! Stop saying I want more! Yeah, I'd fight for you! I'd lie for you! Fuck the world for you! Yeah, I'd die for you! Why, Starry Star? Why? Anyways, Hugh, thank you for your donation, and I'm sure you had no idea that I would be covering this particular topic. And I'm not sure if you are a drinking man or not, but if you are, I would buy you a Bloody Mary anytime. But before we drank it, first we would need to say a prayer. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed art thee among cocktails, but cursed are the fruit of thy womb hangover. Pray for us in the moment of our blackout. No fat chicks. Amen. As for everyone else, no Bloody Marys for you. But once again, don't forget to follow me on Twitter or like me on Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
This fuck does that red light on my microphone mean?
Huge erection.